for the community of South Oxfordshire. This is Wallingford Radio, out and about.
Hi, it's Liam from Wallingford Radio with another of our out and about interviews, although over the phone due to the current restrictions. Today I'm speaking with Councillor Lee Upcraft, better known as the Mayor of Wallingford. Hello.
Hello, Liam.
So to address the obvious questions before we get going, how are you and your family?
We're well, thank you. I've got two young daughters, and one would normally be going to St Nick's and the other to Firtree. So we're going through the homeschooling at the minute. I have to say, both schools have been really, really good with the work they're sending my daughters, and they're going on really well.
Brilliant, great to hear. And how is the council coping at the moment with all of the restrictions and changes?
Well, we're no longer holding meetings. We are doing what we can online, by email. A lot of what we do is restricted because of the way we have to do our decision-making process. So we're actually doing the bare minimum at the moment. Most of our staff are working at home. Our grounds and parks staff are doing the bare minimum in the parks and for their own safety. So we're doing what we have to do and no more at the moment.
Makes perfect sense. And just as you've mentioned it, are the parks and gardens, are they all open and available for everyone at the moment?
So the castle gardens are closed, and we don't consider it essential to be opening the gardens as normal. There's obviously some safety issues around the castle ruins themselves, which we have to be aware of. So we've taken the decision to close the castle gardens. The Bullcroft and the Kindcroft are open for public use. You know, walks, exercises, providing people stay responsible and, you know, keep their distance from other family groups. We've had to close the children's playgrounds in the Bullcroft. On government advice, coronavirus can survive on play equipment, so we have closed those. But, you know, the parks are open for responsible walkers and dog walkers.
The other thing that's sprung up recently is Wallingford 2020, a group of local volunteers trying to help out those who are most in need within the town. I understand you're sponsoring this organisation.
So we're sponsoring from kind of the moral support point of view. As a town council, we are quite limited in what we can do, but we are very pleased to give this group of volunteers all the support we can. So Wallingford 2020 is a community-led organisation, one of those things that our town does so well, and it's there to help out those vulnerable people or those in self-isolation that aren't able to get any help anywhere else. We do think that most people in town are able to rely on their friends, their family, their neighbours. Wallingford 2020 is there for those who, for whatever reason, don't have some support from their friends, family and neighbours.
We actually spoke with Jean from the Wallingford Food Bank last week, who are obviously providing another level of support. That is available for other people if necessary. But as you say, quite a lot of people should have friends and family they can call upon at this time.
Yeah, I mean the food bank is very good at what it does, and I know they've adapted to the current situation. Wallingford 2020 is there to help those with in self-isolation with their prescriptions, their simple errands like collecting post or posting letters, their shopping, if we can help them with that, taking their dog for a walk if they themselves don't feel comfortable going out of self-isolation, do that, and whatever kind of minor errands we can help those in self-isolation with. You know, we're not there to replace the food bank. We are not there to replace other, you know, statutory bodies, but, you know, it's there to help those that don't have any other means of support.
As you say, another great example of the local community putting together and helping those that are in need within our own group.
Yes, it is. And I've been doing some follow-up calls for those that Wallingford 2020 has been helping. You know, and time and again, you know, these people are really, really genuinely appreciative of all the help from the volunteers that have gone out and over and above their daily work to support those that can't help themselves. So, you know, it is really good to see Wallingford pulling together again.
And do you know if they're still looking for more volunteers?
So at the moment, the group has about 200 volunteers who've kind of signed up to offer their help. In the 10 days or so we've been running, we've taken 230 calls. Most of those are ones we've been able to find help elsewhere. But we've since matched up 63 volunteers with 63 people in need. And based on the calls where we followed those up, that all seems to be going very well. I haven't heard of a single complaint. So it's really another very big thank you to all those volunteers who have helped all those people in need. Another fine example of Wallingford helping everybody out.
Unfortunately, earlier in the week, we had the news that the Wallingford local suppliers market has is going to stop in for the near future. Yes. They have started suggesting their suppliers take some orders online. I take it that's a decision that you support?
Absolutely. The local suppliers market is a great market, and if they can help deliver online, then you know they should do that. I think that's the safest option in the current situation. So I'm pleased they are able to take that decision.
And obviously, that's all helping to keep people home and keep contact between people down. Are you generally happy with how local people have been keeping to these new rules?
Yeah, you know, I'm encouraged that there are a few people that could do more, but you know, overwhelmingly, the town is doing the right thing, and it's sad to see, but it's encouraging to see. So I am encouraged by, you know, what I'm hearing and seeing.
And just to finish, do you have a message for the people of Wallingford?
My message to the people of Wallingford is, you know, carry on doing what you do the best, which is looking out for one another and supporting each other as a community. I've seen the very best of that time and time as mayor, and I'm seeing it again now. So really, carry on and look out for one
Brilliantly.
Another.
Thank you so much for that.
If you run or know of a local organisation that deserves a shout out, please get in touch at local@wallingfordradio.co.uk.
For the community of South Oxfordshire, this is Wallingford Radio. Out and about.
This is Wallingford Radio. This is Wallingford Radio. This is Wallingford Radio.